sail from the cold polar port. And below in the hold was a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall of New York. She was an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and know how the trade wind drove her. She had 27 sails and withstood every blast, so we called her the Irish Rover. There was Clardy McGee from the banks of the Nee, and there was Hogan from County Tyrone. And there was Charlie McGurk, who was scarce of all work, and a lad from West Bank called Malone. And there was Flair O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McGann from the banks of the Bann was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Drink into town. And on their way back down the street, tell me who do you think they meet but a preacher, a wearing cap and gown.
Amen.
Well, they cursed and made fun, they were drunk everyone. Ach, they should have been running for cover. The preacher poured out all the gin, he said they'd perish in their sin, so they fled to the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Nee, and there was Hogan from Kirk, who is scarce of all work, and a lad from West Bank come alone. And there was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McGann from the banks of the Bann was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Years when the measles broke out and the ship lost her way in the fog. And the whole of the crew was reduced down to two, and myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh what a shock, the bulkhead turned right over. She turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.